This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. And I hit record and didn't tell Alexander so I could do the intro.
Yes, you did good job, though.
Thank you.
So I can't complain. I mean, I thought you'd normally do that if you had something weird to say.
Well, you're usually better at starting it promptly.
That's true. You could use some practice, especially on such a bonus episode like today's.
Yes. So today we're doing a Between You and Us. We're actually going to be recording two today because I still have not heard back from the MacBook gods about whether it's salvageable, and they said looking less promising than it was initially, so that's great. Great news. And so we have a lost episode on that computer. We can dream. We can pray and dream.
The lost Beach
Too Sandy.
People will write sagas about it years from now.
Oh, I already wrote one.
Oh, you wrote one already? Oh, good.
And we also owe you patrons a bonus episode. So we're going to figure all this out. I promise we're nearing the end of June here. But
we will get you two things of each by the end of June. And that's why we are recording two right now. So
yes.
Shall we get into it? Okay. So my first one, this is actually from a friend of mine. This is... Okay.
Good. I'm super happy for you.
Thank you. This is... from my friends. This is from Spencer and Philip, who are friends in Long Beach, who wanted me to read this review of Gypsy's Persian Grill.
Okay. Questionable name to start off.
In Long Beach. So, yeah, I know, right? It's like
already big yikes.
Off to a bad start. Here we go. Here's the review. It's a 1-star review. On Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, my best friend and I arrived at Gypsy's at 5 o'clock p.m. to enjoy our weekly dine-in experience. This has been one of our top choices for healthy food, great al fresco dining, all enjoyed while being serenaded by the wonderful singing of the local parrots at sunset.
Oh, God. Wait, there's parrots there?
Apparently parrots at living.
I thought they meant like parrot heads, like Margaritaville style.
No, I assume they mean actual parrots.
Ooh.
Which, I don't know. I don't think of parrots as
like
songbirds.
Like sitting on the beach,
so.
Really?
What?
I guess if you teach them a song like Margaritaville, maybe
true,
they do know
true.
How to repeat
parrot
that.
Singing Margaritaville. I need
it's
to find
entirely
that video
possible,
later.
And I'm sure someone has done it.
The always friendly staff has been a plus until this evening. Upon arrival, we were politely asked for our seating preference, which we opted for the, of course, al fresco.
Under the parrots.
Under the parrots.
Under the parrot sky.
It sounds like some sort of, I don't know, it sounds like a war novel.
it is. It's actually the prequel to Yeah, Bridge to Terabithia is not a war novel. Let me
that's,
think.
Yeah, you know, well, it doesn't have to be. It could be a war. The war that led to the events of Bridge to Terabithia.
In my limited understanding of childhood literature,
of books.
No, what's the one that everyone reads? The River Kwai.
Bridge on the River Kwai.
See, that's why I got Bridge Kwai. To Terabithia mixed
okay.
up.
That was yep. That would have been a good one, but.
My mistake. My big mistake.
It was pretty big. Very different books, by the way.
I wish I just had left that pretended like I didn't recognize it to see what people... Because I feel like the tweets would be just immaculate if people were trying to correct me on Bridge to Terabithia not being an actual adult yeah. war novel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. The afternoon was a bit hot. The parrots were silent.
Oh.
The pedestrian traffic slow but trepidatious. There was a sense of atmospheric agitation, maybe caused by the high humidity and the intensity of the heat. To our unpleasant surprise, the person working the cash register, not the previous host, rushed to our table and violently threw the two menus at us ostentatiously. She, filled with contempt and self-loathed, yelled what we managed to interpret as, "There is a chicken barbecue not there."
Okay.
What? Never mind. She yelled such words while rushing back to the phone. My friend and I, two Long Beach local professional residents, former members of the United States Armed Forces, were mutually shocked, disgusted, preyed upon, and hurt. We have always cherished this place, have recommended it to all friends, colleagues, and family members. We have always sponsored it by either dining in or ordering online for delivery. We loyally pride in giving them as much business as we could during the COVID-19 pandemic, fearing this gem would close its doors because of financial hurdles. This has been a place we call a true family-run business, with a great sense of pride, impeccable business ethics, and fantastic food services. We are hoping this negative assault was an isolated incident and wish no one else experienced such poor, hostile treatment. Sadly, we are now so disgusted at the way the waitress treated us that we may need a long time to recover before we continue on supporting their business. As far as recommending it, not so sure anymore. For 12 years, we had deposited our trust in them, and sadly, right at this moment, it all feels like we never existed. We left their premises immediately after feeling disposed of like a spent match, a sad and disheartening experience. We weren't shy in sternly expressing to the waitress what prompted us to bounce off the chairs and abruptly leave the premises. I apologize for referring to her services as a bitch. To their credit, the wonderful longtime manager expressed her most sincere apologies. End of review.
I love that the bitch came at the end. Like, I know. If you read all the way to the end, you get to learn the true nugget of what happened.
Yeah. What? Well, but I mean, still, I don't know what happened.
I was breathing shallowly because I thought it was about to end and I was going to. No, it just kept going and now I feel a little bit lightheaded.
I don't know. They ran over and said, "There is a chicken barbecue not there."
What you don't understand is they were assaulted by menus. And as two members of the armed forces, they have seen some things, I imagine, in their time in the military. So if we are seeing this as another... Oh, crap.
They were felt preyed upon.
Is Redfern grow? Is where the red... That's not a war novel, is it?
I don't know. Actually, it probably is.
Listen, I feel like I've read some...
It's either that or like a dinosaur movie.
I think it was where a dog died. No spoilers, sorry, big spoilers. So anyway,
it's about a boy who buys two hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Adopt
yeah.
not shop.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, except that like I feel like
with the Redfern grows, because neither do I. I don't know what,
like I was trying to redeem myself.
I didn't
myself,
know we were still on that.
Didn't work. I don't know. I feel like, wow, that was a really powerfully and stupidly written essay for like a waste of time. It seems like
a
waste of time.
It was a total waste of time for everyone involved, including us.
So like, what do you think would have happened if the parrots were singing? Like everything else was the same. Do you think that would have like changed things, or do you think it still, he just would have left that part out? Because like the parrots were silent was a really dramatic moment for me.
I think it actually
like
would have
point.
Changed a lot. They probably would have flipped the script and said, instead of praising the parrots, they would have said, the only thing we don't like are the parrots.
Parrots were out of tune tonight.
And then in this time, they would say, oh, the parrots were especially loud.
It's like when you're writing an essay in English, in AP English, and then you're like, I need a thesis statement that has three parts to it. And you're like, so it's going to be something about the parrots.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
True.
But it's just something about the parrots. So whether they're good or bad or out of tune.
And to be fair, they introduced the parrots and then later did bring up the parrots.
It's
so
true.
It was well written.
Full circle.
It was actually all in MLA format. I didn't tell you that. It was.
Oh my God.
Completely, yeah.
We should upload
cited sources and everything.
The bibliography later. I give it. I'm going to give it a B though, because I feel like it lacked what it had in floral writing. You know, what's the word?
Yeah, though just the way that you speak as well. It's the same word.
It's like very dramatic writing.
With quite
it lacked
the flourish.
In substance. Flourish, yeah.
It was flowery.
Flowery writing. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Not floral writing. Flowery writing. Listen, it's okay. I'll get through it. Mm-hmm. The end.
It's funny, though, that review you gave at the end of this writing is exactly how I feel about Where the Red Fern Grows.
Actually, I was reading your term paper from 8th grade. You were like, adopt. And then at the end, you wrote, adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Spencer and Philip. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's so
if,
proud of
if
you.
I'm going to remember anything, it'll be that. Okay. So this is an email from Elise. And I actually don't remember what it is. I read all of them, apparently, except this one right before we recorded. So it's going to be a surprise for everybody. At least it was in the folder. So I assume at one point I thought it was hilarious. We'll see. Elise, I trust you.
It better be Elise.
Poor Elise is probably having like a panic
attack. I really
attack.
Hope it is too, because if it's not, and we just kind of sit here.
Imagine how shitty Elise would feel if we were like, never mind.
What if, yeah, and then I say, oh, cut all this out. And then we forget to.
And then we forget.
And
that,
then leave it in.
Yeah.
That actually has not happened before, for the record.
Not that I've noticed.
I said that very quickly as if that's something that happens.
I think it's because it always went through a two-person process, mm-hmm. whereas like, if you caught that I didn't delete something, you would have been like, hey, and, dope.
But if, no, I mean, we've never cut out
a
review sent
no,
in by somebody
no,
because
not.
The other person said, that's not funny.
Well, it's not because it was not funny. We did delete one, remember? It's
no.
called, I have it saved on my computer. Hopefully this one, maybe not. Maybe it's on the other one called the lost episode or the lost review of Beachy Sandy. And it was one that somebody
I
sent in.
I can't tell if this is real.
You don't remember this?
I'm so confused.
Okay.
Well, you're just calling it the lost review now.
Because
so.
It was such a big to-do what? When we deleted it.
I don't remember.
Because it was about, oh, it was so funny. We were laughing so hard, but then it turned out we felt like it was too much violation of their privacy. It was like somebody's resume.
That's right. Oh, someone sent in resumes, I think.
Yeah, they sent it in and it was so funny. But then at the end, we were like, I feel like this is pushing it on like privacy because we just didn't even think about it and then ranted on about all their job
I lied.
Experience.
We did do that, but it wasn't because it wasn't funny.
It was too funny
was
and we felt like we were overdoing it with compromising both the sender's job and the reviewer. So
yeah, we didn't want
it has happened, but not for unfunny reasons. But at least we'll see. Okay.
The so, lost review of
the, I call it that. What if it's really lost now?
It's probably lost
I'm
now.
Be
you lost everything.
That's really fucking sad.
Because I don't think I have that.
I don't know what I would have ever done with that since we literally decided not to use it, but maybe we'll send it to that one person who
true,
wrote it.
Actually. That's kind of a cute idea.
Okay, so Elise says, I'm a longtime listener from Canada. I really love the podcast. I was looking at the screen protector and couldn't help but giggle when I read this review. So this is of the Bezos 3-pack TPU soft screen.
The Bezos?
Jeff Bezos 3-pack.
Uh-oh.
B-A-Z-O, unfortunately. Oh. It's the knockoff. But it is on Amazon. For LG Velvet 5G maximum coverage, HD clear, precise hole position. Questionable.
What?
Fingerprint support.
Fingerprint support? Oh, is this a computer?
No, it is an LG Velvet 5G phone.
Oh, cellular telephone.
Cellular device.
Okay.
$12.99. Scratch resistant soft fiber layer.
$1,299.
Okay.
No, you said $12.99. I'm like, what is this?
$12.99.
Like, what are those? Are they called jitterbugs?
No, it's a screen protector.
What are we talking about? Oh,
okay.
I thought you just said it's a cellular device.
Bezos 3-pack TPU soft screen protector.
I forgot at the beginning part.
4LG Velvet, y'all. 5G, and it has like...
I didn't listen to anything until 5G.
Right, I'm so sorry. There's so many words that they get lost. Okay, it is a screen protector, scratch-resistant soft fiber layer, $12.99.
Okay, so screen protector is cool. Do you remember the Jitterbug, though?
Yes, and yeah. I remember the commercials very well.
Yeah, those giant numbers.
Man, those were fun times.
They are now called Lively.
Really?
And they still sell them.
They're
like,
rebranded?
Still sell, like, yeah.
I remember they also had like Crickets, but those were before Cricket Wireless, I think, came along, which I always thought was an unfortunate, you know.
And then don't get me started on the Cricket machine.
There's a lot of remember that time I read a Cricket review and then you read a Cricket review, but yours was about actual insects and mine was about the machine.
Oh, that's funny.
And you were like, oh, did we get the same review?
Yeah, that was actually, yeah, that was a weird moment.
This is what happens when I listen back to our episodes. Okay.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is a review. It's a one-star review. Sorry, Elise has been sitting on like pins and needles this entire time. This is a one-star review by Hayden. It's a verified purchase called It's Not Worth the Money. I was expecting the screens protector to only be a stick-on piece of paper. Not too happy about that one. But it does go on nice and easy to install. Doesn't take a... Sorry, that really took me by surprise. But it does go on nice and easy. Easy to install. Doesn't take a rock of science to figure that out. I was halfway through. I was like, oh, I don't feel like this is...
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. This one...
That's pretty funny.
This one would have been good for your idiom challenge. Like, false... Wrong idioms.
Yes.
Rock of science is... I don't think I've ever heard that before. Rock of science. Okay. Doesn't take a rock of science to figure that one out. Wish it was a little bit thicker for a screen protector. Not worth the money. Definitely not. One star.
Oh my goodness.
Rock of science is just like the most ironic statement of all because it's like, this doesn't take...
It's like
it's
a,
so simple that it doesn't take a rock like of science.
Sequel to School of Rock.
A rock of science? Wait, actually... He's like, a substitute teacher for a chemistry course. Mm-hmm, actually, that could be really fun, Sandy.
Or like Bill Nye gets involved.
Rock of science. Rock of ages. Rock of... I like it, Sandy. Mm-hmm. TM.
Okay, yeah. We'll work on that.
Well, thank you, Elise. Rock of...
That was good.
I don't
that
even know how
good.
You caught that because like I clearly skimmed it and didn't even notice. So I'm amazed that you caught that. So very good work. Good detective work. Thank you so much.
Good job reading words because we struggle with that sometimes.
Apparently
so.
I'm incapable of doing.
All right, my next one is from Madeline. This is this says, "Hi, Sheeple people.
Oh,
I just found this review of Bob's Burgers that I think you should see. Okay, love you. Bye." This is of the show Bob's Burgers.
Oh, hell yeah!
One star. I hate this show. It shows inappropriate stuff, and I don't let my little sister watch it. The characters are weird, and this is boring. I don't know why this is still in the TV, even if this is so inappropriate for teenagers and adults. And of course, kids! I wish there was never in the TV. Never ever. It's disgusting, too. I wish there was a zero-star review. Arr! My mom says I am too intelligent for my age. Seriously, Mom, I am 7 years old. That's enough for me to learn to know how to write and paint. Winning the spelling bee of my class doesn't count. Anyway, I hate this show. End of review.
You know what? At first I was like, oh, come on. And now I'm like, wait. I actually trust this child with my life, this rock of science, this 7-year-old rock of science. I trust with my entire life. I don't even know how she convinced me, but she convinced me.
It's so good.
Sorry, so Mom thinks she's too smart for her age?
My mom says I am too intelligent for my age. Seriously, Mom, I am 7 years old. And then says, that's enough for me to learn to know how to write and paint.
To learn to know how to write and paint. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's very a good distinction. You don't know necessarily know right. how to paint, but you learn to know how to. So you that's, know how to, but you can't do it.
That's exactly right.
You don't learn to paint. You learn to know to how to.
To do it.
How to paint it, too.
I think that...
How?
I love that she said, I won't let my little sister watch it, but then like clearly either continues to watch it or like has, I don't know. I can't tell. I feel like,
it sounds, so they say, I don't know why this is still in the TV even. I wonder if they had a bad Bob's Burgers experience as a 6-year old. And then a year later they wrote this review because they thought, I can't believe this is still airing, because they turn on their TV. So they're like, I'm going to go.
Do kids even use a TV? I feel like they all use like iPads now or whatever. I don't know.
That's a...
I mean, I guess when I was little, a 7-year-old, because I feel like when I was 7 and we'd watch cartoons, I always wondered how they got the cartoons into the TV. Like, I mean, this is really... I was no rock of science, obviously. No,
clearly.
But I remember I would, at one point, when we were watching Johnny Bravo, I like couldn't figure it out. And I was like, oh, maybe they're people in costumes. And then, like, when there's Christina, a dog, it's, like, a heck? Person in a
to
costume.
To be fair, I don't understand know. A lot about animation, so...
I mean, clearly it led me all the way to Nickelodeon, where I still don't totally understand, but...
I remember once that... So the reason she stopped working at Nickelodeon was because... and I was there, unfortunately. They called me. I went to try to calm her down. She was screaming, being dragged off the premises, saying, show me how you put the cartoons in the TV! Screaming, screaming, screaming.
It's like there's...
And there's this someone dressed as SpongeBob, and she was like, see, see, he's not in the TV!
It's like there's a costume somewhere.
It was a whole thing. It was a whole
thing.
Where's
the Gary costume?
It was a whole thing. Anyway.
Listener, I don't know why you brought that up. That really soured the mood here.
Yeah, also, I'm pretty sure we weren't supposed to talk about that after that whole... lawsuit, but that's okay.
It's okay. I feel like after I settled, I guess they settled.
Yeah. You don't have much of a say.
I don't know. Somebody settled.
You're at least you're not in jail.
I'm like out of jail, and I feel like that's a win for me. True. But I do. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Bob's Burgers, I'm going to look at with a different, you know, as a in a mind of a 7-year-old. I feel like I used to be so frustrated when, like. Some of the older shows like The Simpsons and stuff would come on and I just wanted to watch cartoons and I would, or like King of the Hill, I remember.
I feel like I felt this way about South Park.
I felt this way about South Park and King of the Hill when I was little, and it was like, and now I love King of the Hill, but like at the time I was like, this isn't funny. It's, they're smoking. It's inappropriate. Yeah. So yeah, I guess I kind of get it.
Yeah, we were a little sheltered, huh?
Well, yeah, I know. The inappropriate in my mind is like the cigarette, I guess, but... it's okay, little girl. You'll find shows to watch. Again, you have an iPad, so you'll be fine. Okay. This is from Jen, who uses she, they pronouns. Thank you, Jen. They say they're part of the hog pen, too. Jalia? Or Jalia?
Okay, this is a whole thing, and uh-oh. I just talked about it last stream. This is someone's name who I don't know how to say. And I think I asked the first time, and then I forgot.
So it says, I'm jolly, like one word, and then parentheses, J space Aaliyah, Aaliyah, I don't know. So I don't know.
That might help. This might help me, but yes.
I see a description, and I still don't know.
They won marbles.
Oh.
Marble race recently.
I have yet to win one of those. But so Jen says, this is a review I saw on Twitter. Don't know if it's been making the rounds online or not, but thought it was great. And I had never seen it. This is a review of the movie Cruella, which came out this year.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a 3-star review. by a pro user on IMDb. 3 stars. 5 ladies walked into the showing late and spent a few minutes continually changing their seats and whispering loudly to each other. They finally got settled in, and then this kid started making noise. One of the women got up, walked over to the kid, and told him to please shut the fuck up. The kid's mom yelled at her and called her a white trash bitch. And she yelled back and called her fat. And a major shouting match broke out. They walked out and continued fighting right outside. And at this point, half the audience had gotten up to watch them instead of the movie. I was sitting all the way in the back, so I was able to do both. Double feature. And then I heard the sound of a taser. The mom tased the other lady twice. The mom stormed back into the theater, grabbed her child, she was still holding the taser, and rushed out so fast. About a minute later, the movie paused. By the way, I love that the movie's,
yeah, the
still,
movie's
going.
Still going at this point.
There's like a taser and like Dalmatians are on the screen.
Oh my
gosh. I
haven't
seen it, but that's what I imagine. About a minute later, the movie paused, and soon after, the cops showed up. They listened to all our accounts, and then the theater manager offered us refunds or to just go into the next showing. The movie was all right, but the experience was unforgettable. Living in New York City is so fun.
What the heck?
I just got... That got out of hand.
That is nuts. Well, yeah, Christina, that's
out of hand.
Good way to put it, sure.
I love the like positive attitude, though. Like, oh, my experience wasn't ruined. It was just such an interesting day in New York. Another interesting day in New York. Never a dull moment, you know?
I love those TikToks. I've seen a lot of, oh, here's a normal day in New York City, and it's just... chaos.
Like just some
constant
like total
chaos.
Tornado of, yeah, that's the wildest part, because I'm picturing like, oh my god, this like white trash comment, I feel like this could happen anywhere, and then like the taser came out and I was like, this is, but I think the most New York thing of all is the reviewer who's just like, I don't know, it's just kind of like I got a double feature here.
And that they waited so long to pause
the NYPD interview.
Like, this will work itself out, let's not pause the movie.
Yeah, like it's fine, I keep one eye on the Dalmatians and one eye on the taser fight. Also, I love that the woman who tased the other woman had to run back in to grab her kid. Like, yeah. She was probably like, at one point had to weigh the decision of like, do I run because I know someone's calling the cops, or do I go get my kid first?
Oh my god!
So, good for her for getting the child.
Yeah, I guess. Good job not abandoning your child after tasing another woman. Okay, wow.
So thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. I'm gonna just call you Jen now because I keep.
If you forget,
not, I'm not. I ne- yeah.
Listen back to this episode.
This next one. This is from. I have no. Okay, I'm gonna guess Heather. Based on the email address.
Okay.
Who says, hey, sisters, just looking for a new grinder on a Wednesday night, and then ... Here's a review. Five-star review.
This is about weed.
It's a 5-star review of a grinder on Amazon.
This is about weed.
Do you,
is that what
do you need
grind
to step out
weed?
Of the room?
Why?
If it is?
I need to step out of the room if it's not, to recollect my thoughts.
not... You know what, let me just, yes, but that is a use for these grinders.
Okay, where they're the hand
you can
ones.
Also people say you like you can buy them quote unquote for grinding spices.
Okay, because Allison one time got Blaze one of a Dragon,
yes,
Ball Z one,
yes,
and Blaze was like, does Allison know this is for weed? And I was like, it's for weed, yeah. Like I literally didn't get
technically you can use one in the kitchen
like
for grinding
herb
spices
grinder,
yes, or
the...
herbs, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it said in the packaging. And so Blaze was like, "Does Allison know this is for weed?" And I was like, "I don't know it's for weed, so probably not."
Yeah. This one I'm not so sure about. So Heather, maybe it's in the picture. It looks pretty heavy duty, so it actually might be not for weed.
Oh, okay.
It looks pretty, but based on based on this review, I think someone was at the very least. Partaking
experimenting
in some
got it.
Weed
got it.
Grinding when okay. They wrote this. Here it is. 5-star review titled Nice Grinder. Oh, this is a nice grinder. The best grinder I have ever. Let me tell you, if you need a grinder so deadly for any reason or no reason at all, why do you need any reason to buy a grinder?
Oh, no.
No, you don't need a reason. Or perhaps you want to grind something so preciously, really nice things. You can buy this grinder. Absolutely nice grinder. I recommend it to all of you guys and ladies. I definitely care about ladies too. Yes, let me tell you, don't think too hard. Just buy it. End of review.
This is
verified purchase. Listen. So something.
I was wondering. I didn't doubt for one second that this person owned the grinder. I don't think anybody is concerned about whether or not they have experience with it. Yeah. I guess it shows, even though it's pretty chaotic and kind of all over the place, it does show a lot of like follow through that they went and reviewed the product. I don't know. I feel like. I feel like I don't even do that when I'm like
You don't review products?
No, like me even either. If I really like something, it takes a lot for me to like remember and then go do it. And I feel like wow, this person clearly had other things on the brain and still was like, I need to profess my love for this.
Clearly.
You don't even need a reason to buy it. listen, you've convinced me, I guess. Oh, that was weirdly calming. I guess.
Yeah, it was
secondhand high.
It
over
somehow
here.
Flowed.
It did.
Despite
I care about the
it
ladies.
Making very little sense. Let's just say no, not that it didn't make sense. It was most of that was redundant. You could have said all
exactly.
of. You could have stopped after the first sentence or
a little
two.
Repetitive.
So
like, I think we got the point pretty early. I guess is what you're saying. Mm, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, interestingly, was that an Amazon product?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
in fact.
We're doing a lot of Amazon today because Julia sent me this great.
It's Jeff Bezos' birthday.
No, it's not. For real?
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit about Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is not a cancer. There is no way in hell. Sorry. Just saying.
He is. You know what he is?
What? Is he a fucking Gemini?
No.
What?
You're married to one.
I knew it. I knew it. That was my gut instinct. Yeah, I knew
Uh-oh.
It.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Listen, to be fair, Geminis and Capricorns do not get along well, typically. I just found, you know, I found out Blaze's moon sign, or his rising, I can't remember, is Gemini, and I think that's why that's
you heard
why
it here
works.
First. She's
it's
not going to marry
link.
Jeff Bezos.
I thought about it.
because of
their
star signs.
But I feel like I can't
signs.
Pronounce the names that he wants to name our children, so it's not going to work, you know?
Are you thinking of Elon Musk?
Yes. I sang it out
also,
loud.
Also, don't marry Elon Musk either.
I was saying it out loud that I was like, wrong guy, wrong really wealthy billionaire, wrong billionaire.
Wrong terrible person.
Yikes.
Although Elon Musk is in fact a cancer, which does make more sense. When
oh,
you,
fuck!
Then,
that
then,
does make sense.
Yeah.
Listen, this is fascinating. Everybody who listens to this is and does not give a shit
and
about
yeah,
astrology.
Some people are like, this makes no sense. You're probably contradicting yourself,
I'm
right?
I'm fully
like, you know
just
what?
Screaming, oh yeah, totally, 100%. I mean...
But the ones who are with us, they're really with us.
With us.
They're really with us. So
they
thank you to
those.
They
don't even need a reason to be with us, but they're with
to
us.
To everybody else, don't worry. We're going to move on right
don't
now.
Don't worry. We'll move on as soon as possible.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So this is from Julia, who sent an email that just says, featuring Amazon questions answered by people who don't really understand what's going on. So I always love the question section. I just never really stumble upon them. So I was very excited about this. And it is of, let me read the product name here, Swiss Gear 7739 Trunk Hard Side Spinner Luggage, White Checked Large 26 Inch by Swiss Gear. So... It's like
suitcase.
A nice looking suitcase.
Okay, I paid attention this time and I figured it out.
It's a lot of work. I feel like if you miss one word, then you're totally screwed. Mm-hmm. Like spinner, you could be like fidget spinner. There's a lot of options. But it is a lot.
Oh yeah, lots of them. Tell me all of them. What else could spinner mean?
Weed?
Oh
it
yeah,
has
a weed
to be
spinner?
Something, right? With weed? No.
I will Google weed spinner. Don't look at me. I'm
don't
no
Google
expert.
Weed spinner. That's not
weed cool. spinner. Oh, a long weed spinner garden tool. Good
yeah, that's
job,
what, that's
Christina.
What, that's what I meant. I meant weeds thing. Outside. You have such a dirty mind. I didn't mean drugs. I meant
you fucking.
I meant plants.
It's literally you stick it on a drill. It's one of those things that you stick in the ground and it goes, and then it like spins the weeds out. Like
that's fun.
It looks kind of fun.
You know, oh, and that man is standing.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't even need to bend over and hurt his back.
It's very. One of those. The whole thing looks. It's very phallic the way he's presenting himself.
I was thinking it.
He's presenting his tool very foul.
Well, I think there's a reason they're not showing his face. And I won't go any further than that. but this is indeed luggage.
Oh, it's not. Okay. It's not a phallic. Okay.
It's not a phallic weed.
Phallic gardening tool.
Phallic gardening tool. So I'm going to read a couple of these. Here's the first one. The question is, will a large trunk fit a wedding gown? And here's an answer by Francesca. Well, that's a broad question. Without knowing or seeing the dress, is it slim or poofy? I have the smaller of the set, I think. It was not offered as two pieces when I purchased, so now I have two questions. It is well made and they are deep. Look at measurements, try to figure it out, or order it. If it doesn't fit, guess what? You have option to return, if you have a little time. Simple, good luck, and congratulations. End of response.
You know who has a little time?
Francesca. Man.
But hey, that was actually, at first I was kind of annoyed, but then they actually gave suggestions and were polite about it. But at first I kind of rolled my eyes like, oh, it's someone who's going to give them shit for asking a question.
For
but
being like, you didn't give me any details.
Yeah.
Well, you might feel this way about, this is Francesca again. I didn't read the names of the people. Mm-hmm. So some people, I guess, just answer every time they get an email.
Like, those are the top people in the world.
The
like
top the Amazon.
The people I care about. No. Just,
oh,
top,
just the
top in general.
In the world. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Across the board.
So then you'll like what Francesca has to say.
But that does not include the people that get those emails and respond saying, leave me alone, Amazon, and just like answer a question with something that is not the right answer.
Well, here's an answer by Francesca. What is the size for the large? Read the information it tells you. Made in Switzerland is the next question. Read the info it tells you. Okay, thank you, Francesca.
Francesca, you're losing me here. Considering the title, I can tell you the description is also probably convoluted. So it would be nice to have somebody who flat out tells you.
I do love when you just scroll past the Amazon questions and someone's like, ask the exact thing you're wondering, and like, not just a random person, but like the company responds and is like, this is what it's made of, or this is how large it is. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
settled, asked and answered. But then there's like four other Francescas who are like, read the description, I forget, or like, it looks pretty big. I'm like, that's not helpful.
Yeah. And with at least that first one, Francesca was helpful because it was a question that there is no clear answer to.
Yeah. She didn't want to say yes or no.
Exactly. But when there is a very clear answer, Francesca still wastes these people's time because I assume they get an email saying, yes, definitely her own. People probably get an email, someone answered your question.
And you're like,
and then you click on it and it says, read the description. It says, well, screw you too.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Swissgear answered a lot of these questions.
Uh-huh.
With like very specific information. So I feel like if you're asking this now, like most of the details are already there.
Probably, but yes. But then don't bother responding.
Yeah, exactly that too. Yeah.
If you feel, and if you're going to spend the time saying it's in the description and knowing it's there, you might as well just copy
might
and paste
well
it.
Just stick it in there.
Throw
huh?
it in there and help them out.
Well, we're leaving Francesca behind because now I would like to introduce you to Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Now, Donna is just a gem. Donna is my new favorite Amazon person, and I read a few of her reviews, and they were just golden. But so Donna, she has a profile photo, and most people on Amazon do not have a profile photo. Her profile photo is of seemingly like a 65 to 70-year-old woman, looks kind of like a school principal with like the blue like background when you get like a school photo taken.
Yeah.
And just kind of looking into the camera, and it's just very professional. Oh, I'm looking in now. Yeah, she's definitely much older. She's probably in her 70s. So this is her response to the question, does this work as a carry-on for Japan Airlines? I don't know. Okay, thank you, Donna. That's,
oh,
that's
my
the
gosh,
first
Donna.
She did spell don't, D-I-N-T, but I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
How kind of you.
Now there's one more from Donna here. Will you be getting the pinkish bag back? I'm dying to have it. Donna says, it's my granddaughter's. She loves it and I will not be returning it.
What? Donna! Donna, no, that's not what they mean.
Donna,
it's not for
nobody's
you.
Nobody's going to take your... I promise no one's going to steal your granddaughter's bag.
Except Biden, am I right? Taking our guns and...
and our hardback luggage. Yeah,
Swiss gear luggage.
Our hard case luggage. it's my granddaughter. She loves it, and I will not be returned. What if she was like, well, can you imagine telling the granddaughter, like, Grandma Donner calls up and is like,
it's like,
hi, Gigi, what's going on? Well, there's someone out to get your pink suitcase. It's like, what an odd thing to think is going to happen.
Oh, my God. That must have been so weird seeing that email thinking, why is this person asking for my luggage that I bought for my granddaughter?
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know, they must have.
They only made one custom made for anybody.
Wild.
It's just the strangest, like, mind. Like, I can't imagine how your mind would go there. But, I mean, Don has had a lot of experience with Amazon and. Mm-hmm. There were some issues where her husband opened a dishwasher utensil holder, and he used it before realizing that the divider was missing. So all the forks ended up in the bottom of the dishwasher. And
wow, you know a lot about Donna.
Donna was pretty disappointed in both her husband and Amazon for both of those.
At first, I thought you were making a joke, had a very weirdly specific. So it's either this is something that happened in your real life with Blaze and you're projecting it onto Donna.
Entirely possible.
Or you actually looked into Donna's history.
Oh, I did look at her profile and she has quite a few reviews. I may be bookmarking this for future episodes, but I think it's my granddaughter. She loves it and I will not
That's
be returning
amazing.
It.
That's amazing.
The highest.
I love Donna. My next one here is from Sierra, who has a lot to say. That sounded really like...
Wow. I was like, is it rude?
No, it's not rude. It's fantastic and it's wonderful. Thank you, Sierra. I was just reading it all and I'm like, okay, what am I going to say in all of this? Because I want to keep very personal things out. Anyway, Sierra says, longtime listener, and that's why I drink, decided to take the plunge, listen to y'all, and I'm so glad I did. You guys are so funny, have lovely voices, it helped me get through my work day.
Side note, we're not going to be releasing the what we just read out loud because it felt, again, like we're releasing personal information, but we just found out Sierra works kind of nearby me, so I might go, nope, that sounds scary. I might run into them. Do we know that they're pronoun?
No.
Okay, I might run into them at some point, and I'll keep my eye out, and I'll put in dry shampoo just in case. So keep your eye out, Sierra.
Yeah, keep your eye out. And then says, anyway, I just wanted to send in a review of the Starbucks my roommate works at in downtown Cincy because I think it's hilarious and I hope you guys do too.
Maybe I'll end up there too. It's entirely possible.
I don't think I've ever been to the one in downtown.
I only have
like downtown.
Once and I made Francisco run in and pick up everything.
That sounds about right. Anyway, here is the review of the Starbucks 1 star by Barry. You know what you did. End of review.
Oh no! Oh no! There are fewer things scarier than like a really veiled, threatening, but refusing to give information type review. I don't know.
Because your initial thought is you go through all of the bad things that you've done and you think, what could Barry be alluding to?
Or the bad things that Barry has done or whoever the customers have done that you probably didn't do. But
if someone wrote into us and said, Zandy, you know what you did. I would think, you know, I probably did do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I would come up with all the worst things that
things.
I've done.
Yeah.
And I think,
which one is it?
Yep, yeah. I know I did all of those things. What about it? What do we do now?
You know what it's like? It's like when somebody says, we need to talk. And it's like, cool. This could go in so many bad directions and could be about so many things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
This is like, I know what you did last summer at the Starbucks barista edition. You know what you did.
Mm-hmm. Last summer at the Starbucks.
Barista edition. And I'll never forget it.
Maybe it's a positive thing. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget what you did for me.
Oh, it could be.
Yet
it could
1
be.
Star makes it.
It could be.
Makes that not very plausible, but.
Well, you know what? That's just happened to me in Palm Springs on my baby.
That's
moon.
Right. I was going to talk to you about that. I did see that. So, and I saw the Facebook post too and everything.
Oh, really?
It was a
see,
lot.
Long story
it was
short, we were, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but Renee and I were going to Starbucks on our baby moon that she hates when I call it that. And in Palm Springs, and we were walking inside and we saw this man come up to this woman and her daughter and start just like harassing her and like cornering her and screaming about the mask because she was wearing a mask and her daughter was wearing a mask. And the woman, he said, you know, they lifted the mask mandate. And she said, yeah, I'm a journalist, so I know.
And accused her of child abuse and everything.
He accused her of child abuse, was like, screaming terrible, at her, terrible, saying, unconscionable.
Unable to be pronounceable things.
Things. Exactly correct. And it was just horrifying. And like he said, well, you're a journalist. So, I mean, it was like fully QAnon attack. Like it was like very obvious what mindset this person was coming from. But just like a woman and her daughter, and she went inside and she was like, I mean, like shaking so badly. And I had something similar happen to me at a Chipotle like last year. So Renee and I were both like, oh my God. So we went in behind her and she was like, could barely get her order out. So Renee walked up and was like, take a minute and like collect yourself. And she was like shaking and was just totally thrown, you know. And so Renee ended up buying her Starbucks for her and her daughter, except apparently we forgot the bagel, so that was a problem. The daughter was like, where's my bagel? But yeah, so it was really like,
can't eat a bagel, you know, with a mask on anyway.
yeah hello. And so it was just like really a horrible thing to watch, and we just like didn't know what to do, so we like did the only thing we could do, which is like, here's a latte. I don't know.
Thanks a latte for dealing with that.
You know what you did.
And
so we chatted briefly, and she was like clearly very shaken up, as I would be. And she was like, wow, like this was going to just turn my whole day upside down, and like,
yeah,
thank you for stepping in and at least like giving, you know, supporting, whatever. And she said, my name's Christine. And I was like, my name's Christine, of course, I screamed. And she said, with a K or a C, because she was a K and I was a C. And then, like, a few days later, I got home and on my Instagram, this verified account commented on one of my posts and was like, hi, were you just in Palm Desert at a Starbucks? And I was like, oh my God,
even
it's
I got
her.
The notification said someone commented, or no,
really?
That you commented on a post that I'm tagged in. And I was like, why is she commenting on this so many days later? And yeah, I checked it and I was like, oh,
yeah, because I rarely comment. I like don't think to comment.
Because I believe she posted on Facebook and someone in the comments says, sounds like Christine from And That's Why We Drink. And
so
her longtime friend
aback.
Renee. And then and said her podcast is great. And then someone replied, like, don't forget her brother and talk
no,
about
me. No, they didn't. Wait, are you for real?
Yes. Christina,
oh, I missed that.
It was hilarious. I was like doing the whole like, oh no, I didn't do anything here. I was.
Well, and I even felt that way because like Renee was the one who said like, let me pay. I was totally shaken too. And Renee was like, let me pay for your Starbucks. Like Renee's the one who paid the bill, blah, blah, blah. So like when the woman was like, wow, that was so kind of you. I felt kind of like being like, well, I just felt like I was just along for the ride, but you know. But it was just so crazy because she posted on Facebook and she's a journalist at CBS. So she had like a following and a page. And so people were commenting and liking it. And all it said was like Christine and Renee, like she remembered our names. And I think a couple people were like, oh, I think I know who you're talking about. I'll DM you. And I was like, oh my God.
It's so wild.
The odds of that
worked
are just
out that
wild,
way. But
so.
No, it's great that you were there.
I'm glad you got a shout out.
Well, that's all I cared about here. that
anyway,
made my day.
Sorry. So that was just to say, when we're reading You Know What You Did, it's like when you said it could be positive, I'm like, well, actually, maybe.
Can I read what is it Alyssa said? Don't forget about her other podcast she hosts with her brother Alex, the Baron of Cream, the bad boy of podcasting, Beach to Sandy Water to Wet. Such great people on both podcasts. Sometimes they are the only reasons why I make it through a work
day. Oh my goodness.
Between their compassion and sense of humor, they always make my day a bit brighter. Meanwhile, I'm mocking a child for not being able to eat a bagel with a mask.
Yeah, you be nice.
I'm still feeling bad about that.
What did Christine respond?
Not to that one. So that was a response to someone else, but... but yes, so Jess before that had said, I do believe this was Christine Schieffer, host of True Crime Paranormal Podcast, and That's Why I Drink, and her longtime friend Renee. They are truly amazing humans. And then Christine said, yes, someone connected us on Instagram. I now have a new podcast to listen to.
Aww, two.
No,
apparently.
Nope. Christine just said one. So Christine's like, no.
It's only a matter of time.
We don't. It's only a matter. I'm flying to Palm. Actually, it's funny. I'm going on my own sort of baby moon to Palm Springs next week. And I hired someone to accost a journalist,
a stranger,
so that I can jump in. It's all for the PR thing. It's worth
see.
It.
Yeah, it's just a stunt,
just like you just did. It was a whole
PR stunt. Well, Alexander, I didn't want to. Okay, yeah, it was all a PR stunt, but no, hey, that got some content out of it. Got some exposure in CBS LA.
Oh, and then I didn't see Christine's update. He said, I found the Christina Renee from Ohio who helped me last weekend when the crazy man accosted. Oh, and it was Jennifer, who was one of a member of my Hong Pen,
yes,
who connected to Lady Bell on Twitch.
Yes.
This is so funny. That's so wild.
Anyway, sorry. I know I just turned this about like me, but really, I just when you said it could have been something good at the Starbucks,
yes,
I was like, I suppose.
That was very fitting.
It's
that
possible.
Story. It was like a puzzle piece that you added.
It was a good segue. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, anyway, yeah, you know what you did sounds very threatening and menacing and ominous.
I might reply to that post that the other Christine made and say, you know what you did.
Nope, honestly?
That's not appropriate.
No, highly inappropriate. She's been through enough.
Yes, agreed. Trauma. Agreed.
Wow. Well, I hope that your friend. I feel like maybe I won't be going to that Starbucks downtown. After all, I'm like really busy.
Why do you know what they did?
No, but I don't want to know if this guy's going to return and follow up with this ominous threat.
True.
But be careful out there, man.
Yep. Who knows? Careful. That was my last one. So.
Okay, great. Because I actually have a redemption here. And this is from Carly. So this is of the. Oh my goodness. Okay. The name of it is the Hoawu. Okay. That's literally.
That sounded really not
that's
okay.
What it says.
I don't know what.
That's,
yeah.
That's what it says, I swear. Okay. Ready? Capital yes. H.
Uh-huh.
O. Uh-huh. Lowercase O. Capital A. Lowercase O. Capital O. Lowercase O. Now say that out loud.
Hoawu.
That's kind of what I said,
shoot.
Huh? Wow.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Clicker with wrist strap.
What?
Wow. Pet training clicker with wrist strap.
Okay.
Dog training clickers, new black and blue. So they're like the kind that you
I'm
like.
Familiar. You like.
When we train Geo, like click, click, and you give them a. They associate it with the command and the treat. Carly sent this review in, and it's a 5-star, of course, all capital letters. Verified purchase. This is a 5-star review by Patrick. The title is Great to Train. And this is a review. I bought these to help train my blind goldfish where his food is with the vibrations. It seems to work pretty well. Smiley face.
End oh my gosh.
235 people found this helpful.
200. That's a lot of blind goldfish.
The food's up here.
Yeah.
Come
interesting.
Up here, little one.
Interesting. If that's. Also, legit, that's pretty interesting.
I mean, listen, I'm not questioning you because I don't know much about fish, but how do you know a goldfish is blind?
Christina, I don't know why I'm asking you.
Like,
don't,
you know. But
I don't know. I don't like that you looked at me with that question.
But I just feel like, okay, if that helps the goldfish get to his foodies before they get too soggy, like, I love that.
Yeah, because that's its biggest concern.
I mean.
How soggy the food is that it eats underwater.
He's trying to live a good life.
Underwater.
He's trying to live a good life just like any well-bodied, abled, that's not correct. Like any abled goldfish, he wants to be able to experience his food right as it hits the surface. And if he has a little clicky.
Yeah. No, I think this is a great review, and I'm glad this happened, and I'm glad that was helpful, and I'm glad this goldfish is able to feel the vibrations.
I'm just glad Patrick took the time to find a product to just, like, help the goldfish. Because I'm sure.
That's true.
I feel like the goldfish, I guess, might have found it.
Eventually.
But it's, like, so nice to think he was like, how do I help my goldfish find the food?
Yeah, true.
Faster. I just thought that was very heartwarming. So
I enjoyed that.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Huawu Pet Training Clicker. That's great. It didn't say dog training. It said pet training.
It's a pet training. There you go.
All right. Well, that's all I've got.
Me too.
Yay.
Thanks, everyone. We're going to go record the second one now.
Yeah, this was fun. So we're going to do a second one, and you'll probably be... getting that, so that'll come out this week too.
I suppose so.
Oh, sweet.
We've got a week until the month ends.
Yeah.
So y'all are just gonna
we're
get
gonna
these.
Cram it all in.
We're
one
gonna
week.
Cram it all in.
All right,
so.
That's fine.
Enjoy.
All right. Well, we'll see you in about 8 seconds. Okay. See you then.
Bye.